Jerry Bader Show 925. If you've not heard the news, Aaron Rodgers, everybody in their free world is reporting this part of the story, has a slightly broken collarbone. There are some saying he'll be out 3 weeks. ESPN, in fact, I didn't realize it when Jason and I were talking. I've got three TVs right in front of me, Jason, but me being vertically challenged, they're way up almost to the ceiling, so I didn't see them. And I'm actually broadcasting from the Sports Talk Station studios here in Fargo. So they've got Fox Sports, ESPN up here all over the place. And ESPN is saying Aaron Rodgers, slightly broken collarbone, out 3 weeks. But Ed Werder of ESPN tweeted early this morning, that just before 6 o'clock, that it could be the entire season, the regular season. Nobody knows. Even if you assume that the collarbone fracture is right, nobody knows about the rest. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, nobody knows. Here's what I do know. They're nuts if they don't sign Matt Flynn. Even if they want to go with Seneca Wallace, Matt Flynn's available. He knows the system. They need another arm. To me, it makes no sense. Now, I want to finish up on Lynn Edelman and talk a little bit about the federal lawsuit that's going on photo ID. Republicans passed photo ID. Lynn Edelman is an example of what happens when Republicans deal with Democrats. And I want to talk about this vis-a-vis the defund effort and the shutdown. And this is where I just disagreed with a lot of conservatives. We all agree Obamacare is bad. You're seeing that now. You are seeing that even the mainstream media, and by the way, even comedians, now it's okay to come out of the closet and make fun of President Obama and make fun of Obamacare. And they are, Saturday Night Live, Jay Leno, and others. And I still think that Obamacare will die of a self-inflicted death. Let me put it that way. But a lot of you, when some Republicans who are not rhinos but are conservatives, would not go along with Ted Cruz's strategy, you immediately felt they were traitors to the cause. And I'll admit, there are some of those in Congress today. But pointing a finger at several of them, including Ron Johnson, was misguided. I stand by that. But I also said I understood where you were coming from. Lynn Edelman is where you were coming from. This is the type of deal that Republicans over the years have cut that were just stupid as all get out. Trying to take control of the state Senate, because Lynn Edelman was a state senator in 1997, so they agreed, Tommy Thompson, Russ Feingold, you nominate him. This will be great, you go ahead, because they wanted that seat in the state Senate. That was, when you look at what Republicans got and what they gave up, that was preposterously stupid. Because you have a for-life federal judge who is now ruling on a perfectly constitutional law. He's presiding over a federal trial. You know how he's going to rule. There's no question on this because you know who he is. Those are the type of stupid mistakes in the past that had you go, no, here we go again. When in fact the dynamic by the time we got to where we got with the defund and shutdown debate on Obamacare was very, very different. That's why I disagreed. That this was Republicans caving again, and that's why I felt the surrender caucus was inappropriate. I don't believe that's what was going on. We'll see. I still think it's going to collapse under its own weight, and we'll get to more on that later in the show. Just 20 seconds or so that I have left here. As the trial started yesterday, we heard stories of people who couldn't get an ID and heart, you know, the sob stories, why this just isn't fair. A few minutes on that after the news. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.